Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
21 minutes after 7 a.m. is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, over the weekend, Saturday morning, Ravensmead CPF residents as well as the Western Cape's Missing People's Unit conducted a search party. This in hopes of finding the missing 8-year-old Hasnay van Wyk, who was kidnapped in Elsie's River more than a week ago. Now, she was allegedly taken when visiting a tuck shop near her Elsie's River home in Connaught Estate. And if you recall, also last week, outrage Elsie's River community members. Basically, apparently they acted on misinformation around the suspect's whereabout that saw them, moving along to a school as well to try and find the missing girl. But joining us online this morning, Ravensmead CPF member Zelda Trantal. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us, Zelda.
Good morning and you're welcome, eh?
So, of course, we've also seen the mayor get involved over the weekend and, of course, provide a comment to the public. But just in terms of the latest update with regards to looking and trying to find and locate Hasnay van Wyk, what exactly has been going on?
So, on Saturday, we had this major search in right all our areas, surrounding areas, as far as Bishop Blazers, Bontheville, Bellhall, Epping. We had, like you're saying, we had the mayor here. We had the city of Cape Town, we had all the neighborhood watches as far as we could get in. We had community members and we had SAPS, Ravensmead SAPS, we had Officer River SAPS and Bishop Blazers SAPS. So people were spread at once. So the very same time we were searching all the areas. We were looking into drains, we were knocking on doors, we were searching houses, yards, backyards, we were searching in ceilings. We were searching in dams where we could find. We were searching in canals. We were all searching almost everywhere, bushes, everywhere we went into. Unfortunately, we could not get hold of either Hasnay or the person of interest that we were looking for.
Zelda, you know, what is the feeling at this moment in time in terms of, you know, have there been any leads that you have been following up on? What have been these leads? You know, what is the mood with regards to Hasnay's family? You know, of course, we would like to assume and think that they are hopeful that she's still alive. You know, what is the community saying?
You know, parents, they are still very hopeful. They are sad also because they've been thinking by now we would have found her. Which either way, if she would still be alive, we would want that. But they were just thinking that by now we would have heard anything. The community, they get various leads. Even on Saturday, people were telling us they were in Paro. Paro is a hot spot, actually. But unfortunately, we cannot find him. But people were telling us they're in Paro, and then everybody went to Paro. And then people were telling us that they spotted him in Belleville. And then we searched in Belleville too. People are very hopeful and people are getting more angry actually. People are not at the stage where they are in despair or giving up. Mm. They're actually getting angry at him because they're saying he's very clever and that he is maybe, we're suspecting he's watching our every move and that we are thinking that we must start looking for somebody else because not another person, but a person in another face. Because we're thinking that he must also be very good in disguise.
Just in terms of this individual, I've seen media have named him as Moideen Pangaka. You know, what was his relation to the family and to this little girl? You know, did he know her prior to the kidnapping?
It seems there was some type of a knowledge because, you know, he was staying right opposite them. And we've learned now during the course of the search that he's also been staying two doors from he's been staying currently, he's been staying with a relative of his. And for about 4 or 5 years, he's been staying just two doors from me. So he was around in the area. And it seems that even if she didn't know him very well, but that they did know him. Also the family, they also had some knowledge of him. Mm. He was not a complete stranger.
So, of course, from those that know him, you know, have they been able to share, you know, what exactly was his mind frame like over the past few days leading up to the kidnapping? And, of course, any leads that you have received from the community, what have those leads been like? You know, clearly none of them have panned out because we haven't found Tasneh yet.
Yeah. Listen, so people are saying that he was in the area, but he didn't speak to people. He didn't really speak or interact with people. He was just there. There was very little people that... Actually, nobody could say that they were a friend of his. We couldn't find people that were saying, yes, they were his friends. We can go to those people. They would know him very well. But people knew him from seeing and greeting him in the area and him sitting on the corner sometimes. And, sorry, I got the other question now.
With regards to the leads that you've possibly received.
Oh, yeah. People would be telling us that they've spotted him in an area, and they would be saying that they've heard that he slept there maybe the night before, or that he sat with people the day before. But it also just leads to nothing. We went there, you followed up, the police even followed up on the lead that we gave them. But unfortunately, we could not get hold of him.
All right. And of course, you know, when this news had come through, we were told that, you know, Tasneh's mom was at work, her dad was home. Was it a norm that Tasneh would walk to the tuck shop around the corner from the house?
You know, I would think so, because the tuck shop isn't really around the corner. It's right opposite the house. And the streets are very narrow. So it would take her about a minute to get from her house to the tuck shop and back, if it's not fully. If a father can stand in the yard or in the door, then he can see her at the tuck shop. It's very, very close to the house.
So on that particular Friday, did no one see anything amiss at the tuck shop?
You know, the guy that's running the tuck shop, he also claims that he saw this guy talking to Tasneh. That is what put us onto this guy. Because he said when she was in the tuck shop, he was this person of interest was calling her. And he saw her going to him and talking to him. So that is the last that she had been seen.
Okay. And then, Dalda, just in terms of, you know, the SAPS and CPF, you know, has everyone been working together? And what has the reaction been like from SAPS? Have they been effective in this regard?
You know, from the detective, he's on it, he's working on this case day and night. And he wouldn't divulge a lot of information. But SAPS are on the scene. They are with us. They are maybe not every time and each and every minute, which we can also understand, because there are a lot of other things to attend to in the community. But SAPS are assisting us. And like I'm saying, the detective is working around the clock on this case.
Any final comment from yourself this morning, Zelda?
You know, we're going into our second week, but we are still hopeful. People are out every day. In the evening, these teams are coming from as far as Mitchell's Plain to come and assist. So we are still hopeful. We are hopeful that we will find, we don't know in what form it will be, but we are hopeful that this case is not going to run cold.
And just, you know, on a final point, do you think that, you know, our children are being failed, especially our children, you know, that go missing? Are they being failed simply because, you know, the government is releasing criminals back into society who should clearly not be around them in the first place? We understand that this person of interest, you know, allegedly is responsible for a previous crime as well.
Yes, you know, that is a big concern of us in this Alfred River Ravenswood community. I'm going to say, yes, that our children are being failed. And one of the reasons why we've been saying that is that people come into our community, they are released into our community, and then we don't know who the people are. If we had been informed by SAPS that this person was going to come out of parole, and this person was sentenced for such and such a crime, then we could have informed the community. We would have taken a stance. Are we taking this person back in our community, or are we saying no, this person cannot come into our community? So yes, on that basis, I would be saying that our children are being failed because people are letting loose into our communities and we don't know who they are and what their backgrounds are.
All right. Well, Zelda, thank you so much for joining us this morning and providing that update. We do appreciate your time, and all of the best to you and your team.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. And that was a Ravensmead CPF member, Zelda Tarantal, speaking to us this morning, just in terms of that update over the weekend, the search for the missing Tasney Fun Vase.